Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise Acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, and AltRadio.org. We're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know, we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially live ones, brought to you with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. You can check out their ad at HunterAtSunrise.com. And joining me here on the studio, I think he's okay back there, Will Overman. Will, how are you today?
I'm good. It's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Thanks for coming down here on your Sunday. What would you like to play for us first?
I'm going to start things off with a song called Somewhere Upstate, which is track 7 off of my new record called Stranger.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm just going to jump right into it here.
All right. Here's Will Overman on Hunter at Sunrise.
Trying to find time to kill, trying to fill up these days. Been talking to my therapist, and this guy doesn't mess around. He said you can't go back, but you can always come back home. And I drove out to the west side, and I forgot why I came. I got lost in a cul-de-sac with your last words on my brain. They said you can't go back, but you can always come back home. And I might head to West Virginia, holding up in the middle of the winter. Maybe you go feel small somewhere upstate. And in her arms, my sanctuary. Now it's truck stops in January. And if I can't go back, I'm taking a long way home. There goes a lazy desert where I told you that I loved you. And it's a shame we like to travel, cause it doesn't matter how far I drive. Oh, you can't go back, but you can always come back home. And I might head to West Virginia, holding up in the middle of the winter. Maybe I'll go feel small somewhere upstate. And in her arms, my sanctuary. And now it's truck stops in January. And if I can't go back, I'm taking a long way home. Got just one bar and a million stars, and no reason to call her. I don't know who you are, we're two worlds apart. Man, it's really snowing. I'm out here to West Virginia, holding up in the middle of the winter. Baby, and go feel small somewhere upstate. And in her arms, my sanctuary. Now it's truck stops in January. And if I can't go back, I'm taking the long way home. And I might head to West Virginia, hold up in the middle of the winter. Maybe you go feel small somewhere upstate. And in her arms, my sanctuary. And now it should stop in January. And if I can't go back, I'm taking the long way home. You can always come back home.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Thank you all.
Will Overman here on Hunter at Sunrise. And by the way, we have this up on Facebook as a live feed. If you see it in your feed, just share it with your friends so everyone can see Will here this morning. Well, it's great to have you back. And on the occasion of the new album being released on Friday called The Stranger, actually it's just called Stranger, right?
And yeah, just Stranger.
Well, it sounds like this is a journey album for you. And a lot of the songs are about a journey back or something of that sort.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, this record was kind of born during one of the weirder times of my life. It was my late 20s. I was going through a divorce, and yeah. I specifically did not want to write a divorce record. But, when you go through something like that,
it's hard.
You can't help that being a through line. So, yeah, a lot of this record's just kind of me identifying who I am and trying to find focus in a time of my life that made zero sense. Everything felt strange. That's why it's called Stranger.
Well, it sounds like you've kind of found your footing in Nashville. Is everything going right down there for you?
Yeah, it is. You know, it's a grind. I miss Virginia all of the time, but it's a great artist community, and I think I never expected to be as supported as I am there. Mm-hmm. I think there's this unspoken agreement that everyone knows how hard of a gig the music industry can be.
Yes.
So I've got tons of people that just help me out, you know, personally, professionally, all the above. And it gives me a lot of hope because it can be a weird, weird gig, this whole music thing.
Well, who helped you produce this album?
Yeah. So it was Bobby Holland and Brad Sample, who since, you know, we started this project have become really good friends of mine. And they're two guys actually from Nashville, which is rare. They're Nashville natives. And it's kind of a cool story because there are a lot of ways to go about getting a producer. And this way was pretty organic. Bobby just happened to come see another band play before me at a venue in Nashville, happened to hear me start playing, enjoy the set. We got to know each other, kind of became friends, kind of courted for a while, just feeling each other out, seeing what I wanted to get done, et cetera, et cetera. And then I've been working on this record now for 3 years and it came out this past Friday.
Wow. How many tracks are on the record?
11 tracks.
Okay. And there is a song called Stranger on it?
There is. Yep.
Okay. Okay. What would you like to play from it now? We're talking with Will Overman, by the way, and I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
All good. What's up, everybody? I'm going to play my favorite song on the record. It's called The Bottom, and I wrote this song when I was actually living with my dad. I was 29 years old. You know, that was not the plan, to be living with my dad, but
yeah,
I found myself leaving Nashville in a hurry and moved all the way back home. And it was strange. You know, all my friends were buying houses and getting dogs and seemingly moving up in the world, and I was sleeping on air mattresses at my dad's house.
You felt like you were at the bottom.
Exactly. Right. And but I do like to say with this song, there's so much gratitude in it because I got to spend an entire year living with my dad, which is pretty special. I don't know if we'll get that chance again. So,
yeah.
Song goes out to my dad. It's called The Bottom.
Here's Will Overton here on Unearthed Sunrise.
And all my friends are on the rise. I can't say the same for me. Getting made partner down at the firm, and Stefan's making bank in Tennessee. Yeah, Stefan's making bank in Tennessee. When the boys come to town, we grab a pint and they joke how I'm living in reverse. They're drinking too many and I'm drinking too much, but in the morning their wallets don't hurt. But now I'm driving and I'm wondering where I went wrong. When I was a younger man, I thought I was the chosen one. But now I'm just another son, asking my dad, when does a man know he's done? I've lost so much, give up on my wife, I've questioned my life, shot up on myself and got high on my pride. I've climbed and I've climbed only to find the bottom. Now I'm sitting on the bottom. And hometown shows it different now, 'cause home's not where I wanna be. It's getting harder to measure the progress I make, but what matters is it makes sense to me. Does this make sense to me? Well, I'll keep on driving to meet the man I'll become, but the passenger seat is empty, and what's freedom worth all alone? Now I'm just another son, asking my dad, when does a man know he's done? I've lost so much, gave up on my wife, I've questioned my life, shot up on myself and got high on my pride. I've climbed and I've climbed only to find the bottom. Now I'm sitting on the bottom. I'm sitting on the bottom.
Wow.
Will Overman. Thanks, guys. Thank y'all.
Will Overman here on Hunter at Sunrise. A very personal song. And in fact, a lot of the songs on this album are very personal. Do you think that's the most personal song that you have on the record?
Probably. I think that's the most. I mean, they're all honest. I try and always be honest in songs. But I think that one's like the biggest acknowledgement of my imperfections, if you will. Yeah, but I have a hard time not writing from a personal place. And so this record, it's very introspective. I think it kind of goes the A side to the B side kind of is a younger version of myself finding gratitude in all of life. Uh-huh. And by the end, I think there's a, with this last song I'm going to play, actually, there's a lot of gratitude baked in.
Yeah, a little bit of hope too.
Yeah, definitely. I think... I always say from stage, like, I write sad songs sometimes, but I don't do it because I'm a sad person. I think that I use music to make sense of things that don't often make sense to me, and I get so much joy out of being able to be a professional musician and do this thing. So there's always hope baked in, even if it's not an overtone of that.
Now, you've been on tour. Where have you been, and are you continuing on, or are you going home after this?
Yeah, so I've been on this kind of crazy, grueling press tour throughout Virginia the past 7 days. This is the last day, second to last appearance. So I'm hanging in there, and I am heading back to Nashville earlier this week, and then I'm heading to Lynchburg later today for one more appearance.
Okay, where is that at in Lynchburg?
It's going to be a Riverview vinyl. I'm going to be selling some records, signing records, and playing some songs.
And believe it or not, there are probably people listening from out there here to the show today. So
heck yeah! Well, I think it's around. I think it's around 4 to 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. It goes as late as 6:30, I believe. So if you're in Lynchburg, come on out.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Well, what else would you like to play for us here? We got a little time left.
Yeah, I think right before that, just to mention, I will be back in the area November 15th at the Annex.
Oh, yes.
That's a full band show.
Have you played there before?
No, I've heard great things.
You know, we just went to it the other night and saw Fox and the Bear.
I love them.
Oh, you know them.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, it's a nice place. I like it. It's got good food and... they have a kind of like a sitting mode and a standing mode. I don't know which one you're going to have, but
we're going to be standing. It's going to be a rock show. So it's me and my band, Holy Roller out of Richmond, and the Hooks out of Virginia Beach. And this is like the headlining tour for this record. So if you're listening and enjoy what you're hearing, that's November 15th at the Annex. Come on out.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, what's this song you're going to do for us
here? Yeah. So this next song is called Landlocked Heart, and it's actually the last song on the record, and I decided to have this song because I didn't want to end the record on a down note. This record kind of has a cyclical nature with the way it starts and ends, and I kind of owe Virginia Beach, where I grew up, for this song. I think I'm very restless by nature, and I think there's something about having a little bit of the ocean in me as a beach kid. It just makes me never want to sit still for too long, and
sure.
And the song's all about that. And I feel it so much these days living in Nashville. I'm so landlocked there. So
I bet.
But yeah, anyways, the song's called Landlocked Heart. And thank you guys for having me. Thanks for listening today.
No problem. Will Overton here on Under at Sunrise.
You lived out of a bag, we'll read my epitaph. 10 years on the road, not much to show but a show. Late nights in the van, and I don't know where I am. Loading in and loading out, I never get to see the town. But I'm flying. No, I can't have a landlocked heart. I've been that way right from the start. I was born to leave all those around me. I got so many friends, they don't know me. I need to feel salt in my face, taste of wind when I pray. I leave more on shore every time I depart. But I can't have a landlocked heart. Is this an anchor or a sail? Am I just chasing fairy tales? 'Cause I'm 4 weeks in, my phone is dead. I'm homesick and I'm sick of this. I drove 20 hours round trip for an hour long hit. No, I can't have a landlocked heart. I've been that way right from the start. I was born to leave all those around me. I got so many friends, they don't know me. I need to feel salt to my face, taste of wind when I pray. I leave more on shore every time I depart. But I can't have a landlocked heart. A landlocked heart. A landlocked heart. Can't have a landlocked heart. turn. I've been that way right from the start. I was born to leave all those around me. I got so many friends, they don't know me. I need to feel so to my face, it takes a wind when I pray. I leave more unsure every time I depart, but I can't have a landlocked heart.
Wow. Will Overman here on Hunter at Sunrise. Thanks so much for coming down here today. It's been, well, it's been fun. Thank
you always, so much. Hunter. Thank you all for having me.
Well, thank you. And the new album is called Stranger, and it's available on any streaming service, I'm sure, right?
Any streaming service, yeah. Anywhere you listen to music, you can listen to it. You can also order the vinyl or a CD from my website at willovermanmusic.com. And, yeah.
Excellent. And you'll be back November 15th at the Annex.
That's it.
I really wish you the best with this album, though. It sounds really good.
Thank you. Thank you, Hunter.
Awesome. Will Overman here on Hunter at Sunrise.